السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is the rights and responsibilities of parents over their children. When the wife is expecting, everybody is elated and waiting for the big day when she will give birth. Lo and behold, now the baby is born. So on the day the baby is born, give adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear. Do the tahniq, and that is you take dates and chew it, insert it in the baby's mouth and make dua. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gives this child the hidayat and tawfiq to stay on Iman and Islam. So that is for the first day. If the baby was born on a Tuesday, then Monday is the seventh day. If the baby was born on Wednesday, then Tuesday is the seventh day. Then on the seventh day, we will make the aqiqah, the goats, two goats or two sheep for a boy, or one goat, one sheep for a girl. We will name the baby, shave the hair of the baby, and you mix the water with saffron, zafran, and apply it on the head of the baby after you have shaven the hair, and that is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Give out some charity, and you choose a good name for that baby, not the name of Fasik, Fajir, and people who are actors and actresses and sports stars and so forth. The name definitely has an impact on the personality of that person there. Now, in the formative years, what is the best thing you as a father and mother can do? Today, the parents suffer from a C syndrome. They give them clothes, they give them cash, they give them CDs, they give them computers, give them cell phone, they give them all the C's. But the greatest C they deprive them, and that is character, good character. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. And your character, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is so sublime. And remember that the second one is that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. So remember that the best gift a parent has given, we must remember to any child, is good character. So in that case there, we should ask ourselves, where is the father? He is at the shop, he is at the job, weekends come, he's playing golf, he's gone with his friends, and no time for his sons and daughters. He expects the wife, the mother, to do everything. Then the mother gets frustrated, she's gallivanting, and she's going shopping every second, third day, she's going with her friends and so forth. So she shirks her responsibilities. She, the mother, shirks her responsibilities, and we find that now the child is neglected. So the child is now left with a nanny, is left with a maid, is left with a non-Muslim in many instances. So we start wondering, where have we gone wrong? But where was the fatherly care? Where was the motherly care? The mother does not want to breastfeed as well. The maximum period for breastfeeding is 2 years, 2 lunar years. 2 lunar years is the maximum period for the breastfeeding. So we should ask ourselves, how come we are not doing all these type of things and we are shirking our responsibilities? Even if you don't do 2 years, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, alhamdulillah. Thereafter, which type of education do we give? Because the children are going to the creche, the children are going to this school, that school. We already start building up a mind in that child's mind, which is so naive and masoom. And we find that now the child thinks that he's superior because he's going to an elite school, elite creche, private school, and he feels he's superior. Remember that school is not going to make you a better person. Remember where they are teaching you, maybe Christianity, maybe some other sciences and disciplines which will impact negatively on your Iman and Islam. How many a Muslim son today is in schools and they don't allow them to read Jummah Salat? How many a Muslim girl is in an institution where they don't allow them to wear a scarf or a izar, a trouser and so forth? So from day one, your haya, your shame is already eroded and removed. And once the iman and haya starts getting eroded, then the chances of that person losing his or her iman in future is very great. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal iman wal haya aqurana wa jamia." Verily, iman and haya and shame and modesty are two partners together. Idha rufiya ahaduhuma rufiya al-akhir. When the haya, the shame disappears, then the iman will also disappear. When the iman and faith disappears, then the shame and modesty also disappears. So we need to be very, very clear on all these issues here. The next issue which must realize is this, that we need to understand that which type of education do we want for our children. If we are sending them to a madrasa, darulum, so my advice is, for HIFS classes, rather do it in your hometown and your son, your daughter is there in your house. But obviously the choice is yours. And then for the alim class and all that, you make istikhara and you see that where you want to send your children. If it is your secular studies, as you call it, so you must remember, then my advice will be homeschooling is the best. Half the subjects taught in the schools today are a waste of time and they will not help you in this world. They will never help you in the year after. So rather you get teachers to teach your children and selected subjects and which will help them in this world, and inshallah it can be a means of their salvation in the year after. And remember, we want that you must study linguistics, we want you must study all these mathematics and so forth, but we don't want that you must study it in such an environment where your iman is put under threat. Thereafter, you find that now the child has to go to university and so forth. So remember, it is very difficult for today's Muslim to accept, but that is the Islamic law. Remember that a place for a lady in Islam is at home. Today what we have, the ladies gallivanting, going here and there, all that is un-Islamic. And remember, universities, colleges, with this environment that we have nowadays in our Western countries, definitely unacceptable. So you want to pursue your studies, so you can study via correspondence and so forth. So you need to always protect your iman and protect our haya. All of us need to do that. Thereafter, the question of marriage. You the father, you the mother responsible. How many of our sons are having affairs? How many of our sons are on drugs? How many of our daughters are having affairs? How many of our daughters are having affairs with married men on the social media? We're inundated with these type of questions. It's a reality. But where did all this come? How come, father, you gave your six-year-old boy and your seven-year-old daughter cell phones? Have we gone crazy? So we are shirking, we buying their love, but not sharing the love. Remember that. And then when that son gets hooked up on the porn, the daughter gets hooked up with some boyfriend, some married man, now we start wondering what went wrong. We gave them so much freedom. We gave them so many gadgets. We gave them so much money and spoiled them. And now we're wondering how come we became in such a mess. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Each one of us should think. So our children should be leading pure and chaste lives, and not lives where, remember, we don't even know whether they have slept with 5 women or 10 women or 3 men or 5 men and so much. All these are problems we are facing nowadays. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq that we bring up our children in the right way. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and the children from the fire. Assalamu alaikum.